From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. There's a new clue today to answering an old and vexing question. How do you get kids to eat their veggies? New research suggests that children can develop a natural preference for certain flavors if they're introduced to those flavors in the first few months of life. That exposure depends on the breast milk or the formula that they drink. Biopsychologist Julie Manella of the Monell Chemical Senses Center in Philadelphia conducted the study. She says she tested infants using sweet and bitter formulas.
So we assigned babies to different experiential groups. Some got exposure to the formula for the first 7 months of life. Some got exposure during the first three or the third through the fifth month of life. Whereas another group never got exposure. And then we tested all the babies when they were about 7.5 months of age to look at their acceptance.
And what did you find?
We found that if the baby had experience with this formula by 3 to 4 months of age, they were more accepting of it. At 7.5 months of age, longer exposure resulted in greater acceptance. But the bottom line is that what the babies are telling us is that just like breastfed babies are learning about flavors in mother's milk, formula-fed babies are learning about flavors and formula that are modifying their preferences down the road.
And in the study, there's a picture that sort of, it certainly is a case where a picture tells a story. You have a child who had grown used to this sort of sour-tasting formula, seems to be rejecting, at least in looking at that sour expression on the infant's face.
What that is two babies, the picture depicts two babies who are the same age, 7.5 months of age. The one picture of the baby who looks like he's enjoying the formula is a baby who had been experiencing that sour, yucky formula for the first 7 months of life. The other baby, the picture of the baby who's rejecting it, is tasting it for the first time. So it's a very drastic response.
And since this research, I guess, would also apply to breast milk and finding that babies develop taste preferences so early and taste preferences that appear to persist, I'm wondering what this says about improving the diets of children. Does this mean if you're a mother and you want to encourage a child's preference for healthy eating habits, that if you ate a lot of Brussels sprouts or lima beans while you're pregnant, that it might mean that your child might reach for these things in adulthood?
Well, what we're learning is that if the mother does eat these types of food, the baby is going to be learning about these flavors in amniotic fluid, and then if she breastfeeds, they're going to be learning about these flavors in mother's milk. And if we're to improve the diets of our children, some of the research that has in the past few years has revealed is that the vegetable and fruit acceptance of children when they're 8 is predicted by what they're eating early on at 2 years of age, how long the mother breastfed, what her fruit and vegetable intake was at an early age. So if we are to try to develop evidence-based strategies, I think one of the keys to our learning, which I think is the most fundamental mystery of human behavior, how do preferences develop? How do we like the things that we do? So what we have to learn is how do children learn, and what kind of strategies can we have to gradually introduce fruits and vegetables into their diets, because it's going to help them down the road.
Julie Manella, thank you so much for talking to us.
Oh, thank you for your interest.
Julie Manella is a biopsychologist at the Monell Chemical Senses Center in Philadelphia. Her study is published in today's issue of Pediatrics.